Okay, we're up to the sixth parak. So we brought yesterday a medrash that the Tzairi Yiddish Kindelach brought the Gula here with the Mesirus Nefesh. The cries went to the straight to Shemayim, and the Rabban Shalom tore up the Gzeira. So what was the direct result of all that? Is Balayla Unodu Lishnas HaMelech Achashverish, so Hashem wakes him up, Kilu. Not Kilu, Hashem woke him up. So he tries to go back to sleep, he can't go back to sleep. Poor Achashverish, he's tossing and turning, and he's thinking about the most interesting day he just had. His queen invites him to this private banquet. She's obviously up, coming to ask him something. That much is obvious. She wouldn't be moist and nefesh to risk her life by going to the Chatzar Melech HaPnimis uninvited. Rather, guest herself says, Achas Domo Lohomis, Dosso Lohomis. Obviously, she has something important to ask. Okay. But then what's this Haman business? Achashverosh is going back and forth. That's one of the reasons why Esther invited Haman, was she wanted to get Achashverosh jealous. Maybe there's something going on between them. But Achashverosh comes up with the following goodness. I'll tell you why Haman and Esther came together. They're in this together. They want to ask me something together. Okay? Obviously, that's why they're both coming to the Suda. Now, for whom do they want to ask from? For themselves? Very not Mustafa. Esther is the queen. She lives in royalty. Haman is as wealthy can be. What could they possibly want for themselves? El Al Karcho, they want something for somebody else. Okay. So who is that someone else? Tossing and turning in bed some more. Realize, of course, Mordechai. I already know how Mordechai is Shaykh to Esther. And that's why I let Mordechai in the Sharm Melech. He raised Esther. So I rewarded him. Because you raised the woman who would be the future queen. You got special privileges. You'd be in the Chatzar Melech. And Haman apparently, unbelievable, the guy says this before. Haman and Mordechai apparently are great friends, and therefore Haman and Esther are coming to ask him about Mordechai. Okay. But still, why should I do anything for Mordechai? What did he do for me? He did something special that he should want a favor? Can't think of anything. Oh. So Vayom Lobby is Ziver Zechroinus de Vayomim. That's exactly why he brings the diary out. And he comes to the entry, the big son, the Seresh incident. Ah. See, Mordechai did do me a big favor. He saved my life. So, he wants to know, Ma Nase Yokor Ugdula Mordechai Alzeh. Very important. We're going to revisit this later. Yokor and Gedula, what's the two Lashinus? Yokor means honor. Gedula means wealth. It's going to be very important later. So what honor and wealth, either or both, whatever, was given to Mordechai? But Yairu, so remember, now this is the middle of the night, 3 a.m, face. There are no sarim around, they're all sleeping. So who's around in the palace at 3 a.m? You guessed it. Vayomru Nare HaMelech Misharsa, the old heroes, the sponge ladies, the brass polishers, the one who has to be in the room in case the king wakes up and wants, you know, a coke in the middle of the night. They're the ones who are in the palace at the time. And they say, Loi Nasi Moidavar. This is a big ness. First of all, Pash Pshat, why did they say Loi Nasi Moidavar? See, if it was a tsar, all the tsarim hate Mordechai, they're all anti-Semites. They hear Achashverosh has this thing, he wants, do we ever pay back Mordechai for that? So what would the tsar answer? He'd go, yes, of course, don't you remember, Your Highness, go back to sleep tomorrow, we'll get you all the records you need to show that you reward him. Meanwhile, the tsar will work quickly to falsify all the necessary documents you need. Here you see, December 11th, 19, Chesvas, you gave Mordechai covered malacha. But the Nara Melch Masharsov, The simple-minded people, they just say it as, like it is. But there's Bemis another pshat. That the Gemara says that the Nari of Melech Mishars of Bemis also did not like Mordechai. The first Gemara. But they hated Haman more. And the Gemara doesn't explain why they hate Haman more. Sokrav Brevdis, his own Kiddush. What did Haman do? He said, everyone has to bow down to me. He got the king to authorize everyone in the Shar Melech, in the palace, everyone has to bow to Haman. So, picture a scene. The hallway of the palace stone, this one is vacuuming, this one is polishing the chandelier. And they spot at the end of the hall, here he comes, Haman. So they have to stop what they're doing. Koyrim, Mushtachim, Koyrim, Gemara says, means ala birkayim, on the knees, Mushtachim, flat down. Everyone has to, until he leaves. Okay? Then they go back to their jobs, and up, they see Haman go like this. Oh, forgot something. He has to go back down the hall. Nachamo, stop. This could happen who knows how many times a day, who knows how many times a week, and Haman has such a fragile sense of gaiva and honor that he, for all we know, he does his dafka deliberately in order to just, you know, massage his ego, and they're sick and tired of Haman. Haman, bow, every time, every day, Nachamo. So now they realize this is the time that we could get some revenge from Haman. They know Ahasuerus might not know that Haman and Mordechai are mortal enemies, but the Nari Amalek Mishar, so they know everything that's going on behind the scenes. So when they hear that Ahasuerus is interested in giving Mordechai a big reward, so they quickly put two together. Lo nasi modav, meaning it would be a great privilege for us to watch Haman's face as you proceed to give him the best reward you can think of, and we're going to take pictures and put on video and put on the web Haman's reactions to seeing Mordechai get such covet. Okay, next question. Vayomer HaMelech, mi bechotzer? Achashverosh, not like in the second parak when he's depressed over Vashti, and he's asking his Nari Melech Mishars of important questions like, how should I pick my new queen? Or he didn't ask the question, but they give him advice, and he took their advice. But now he's more miyushiv, he's no longer depressed. So, to figure out what the best possible reward is for Mordechai, I'm not asking my sponge ladies and my brass polishers. I need a sar, a proper minister, you know, with a Harvard education. I want to ask him to tell me what's what. Ami b'chotzer. I think maybe there's a sar who's in the chotzer. And, well, Achashverosh, did you check your watch? It's 3 in the morning. Sarim are not up at 3 in the morning. Oh, but wait a minute. You're in good luck, Achashverosh. The home is my favorite part of the game. I'm telling you, I smile when the Balkai reads the spot. It's so geschmack. What do you know? The Haman, Bol Lechotzer, Baisamelech HaChitzayno. Haman just happens to be in the outer courtyard. Why? Because he's there to ask from Achashverosh to hang Mordechai. See the way the Rebbe Shalom puts everything together? Haman, you think you're about to give Mordechai the worst punishment in the world. It's going to be so the opposite. I could tell you now, Haman, what's going to happen. You're not going to believe it. So mi b'chotzer, v'yomru nari ha-melech elav, hinei Haman oimei b'chotzer. We'll feed the second pshat we said before, that they hated Haman. This is very geschmack. If it was a sar who was on hand, who was just asked, mi b'chotzer, he would go and he'd see Haman, and he'd say, Haman, psst, go home. This is not the time you want to be here now. The king wants to reward Mordechai. You know, do I have to say more? Yeah, I'm out of here. But the Nari Melech, see, Haman, your highness, Haman is right, is waiting to come here. Vayomer HaMelech Yavoi. Haman, meanwhile, is ecstatic. He comes at 3 in the morning, figuring the king is asleep, and who knows how many hours I have to wait. So wait a minute, we have to figure out, why is Bemis Haman there so early? The answer is Zeresh told him, go early, first thing, you have to get the king's attention. First thing, you have to be the first one to see the king. Because if you're there, it's 10 o'clock, for all we know, at 9 o'clock, someone came in and he put the king into a pro-Mordechai mood. And that's it, you lost the chance. But you have to be the first one to give your whole speech. Emor LaMelech, you'll convince him. Oh, so that's why Haman took his wife's advice. That's to be the first time. First thing in the morning. So he comes in, and he's all eager to start his whole propaganda speech against Mordechai. And with a wave of his hand, the king says, Allah slice ba'ish asher ha-melech chafetz b'karai. I have a question to ask you. I'm glad you're here. I have to kind of consult you on a certain matter. I want to honor someone. What should be done for such a person? So there's a pasuk that says, we all know this pasuk, Haman thinks to himself, he must be referring to me. Question. Why was it so hushed to Haman, he was referring to what, that the king was referring to Haman? The answer is, this was a greatness. The Melech had asked the Nari Melech originally, Ma Nasa Goy Mixizdik, Yokor U Gedula Le Mordechai. Yokor is honor. Gedula is wealth. He's asking, did we give Mordechai any honor or wealth? Now all of a sudden he's saying, Haman, Ma Lasois Boish Asher Melech Chofetz, what's the next word? Bikoroi. Does nothing about Gedula. Which means now he's asking, what should we do to a person who the king wants to honor? Says Haman to himself, Al Korchach, he's talking about me. If he wants to reward with money, me, I need his money, I'm filthy rich, I have enough to pay all the Jews back taxes, Vu'ad Mashiach. That's why he was able to sell Achashverosh on the plane in the first place. Achashverosh says, yeah, what about the taxes I'm going to lose from the Jews? He's a Chaymid Mammon Achashverosh, so that mattered to him. He says, don't worry, I figured out for my dividends and interest payments alone, I could afford every year all the back taxes owed by Jews, no problem. So he has tons of money. So, but since Achashverosh mentions what should I do to a person I want to honor, Haman says, the car, that's me, because honor I never have enough of. Huckai, like Haman, you can never get enough honor. So Haman, he gives the most speech. Well, if I can't be king, I want to pretend to be king. This is the mindset of a Haman. Such a fragile ego. And this is all I want from life. A fantasy moment to pretend I'm king for a day. Let him get royal garments and the royal horse, and she put a crown on his head. And one of the parts of him, I'm thinking to myself, oh, please let it be Mordechai, should lead him through the streets and scream at the top of his lungs, so, says the king, great, I knew I asked the right person, Haman. Baruch Hashem. Take the lavush, take the sword, nothing about the crown. Okay. And bring it to Mordechai. Very, very Bishmaka Gemara here. When Achashverosh said, "Do go to Mordechai," Haman goes like this. Mordechai, Mordechai whom? Mordechai HaYehudi. In the Shushan phone book, there's like hundreds of Matis there, right? A lot of Mordechai Hayudis. Ashoshay Basharma, that's why Peshat in all these phrases. Hasi came to Mordechai, Yehudi, Yoshe, Bashar, HaMelech. Haman is frantic. Worst nightmare is coming true right before his eyes. Wait, instead, maybe give him the rights to collect taxes for a given city, or along the river at a certain point where you pay the tolls, face along the highways, and give that to Mordechai. Achashverosh says, you're doing fine, Haman. Do that too. Al tapel dovor mikoil asher divarta. Give him all that. One more nest we see from here. The king adds one word. Maher kach l'rosh v'chuli. Why was that important here? If he didn't say Maher, Haman can get out of this whole thing and says, fine, your highness. But there's something I just wanted, a certain urgent matter I just want to discuss with you first. Yes. And he'll go through a whole propaganda speech, Hulu, and he'll get the king with his skilled tongue not only to renege on the whole deal with Mordechai, but chas v'shalom to hang him like Haman wanted in the first place. Oh, but now that Achashverosh says, Maher Haman has to do it. If you delay even so much as a second, he's a moir b'malchus. He has no choice but to do it immediately. Everything the Bamshim puts in Ness after Ness after Ness. So Haman, he finds Mordechai, and the Gemara explains what was Mordechai doing at this time. That day was the 16th of Nisan. What's significant about the 16th? The Haman had sent out his messengers, his letters, on the 13th of Nisan. So Esther and Mordechai, they arranged that it's going to be 3 days of fasting. That would be the 14th, 15th, the 16th, 15th, like we already said. They couldn't eat matzah. He was Mavato Matzah, Osho Rosh Shah. The third day is the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach. What happens on the 16th day of Nisan, time of the Beis HaMikdash? There's a special korban called the Minchas HaOmer. So Mordechai is teaching his Talmidim the laws of kemitza, which means you take 3 fingerful of a korban mincha of the meal offering, flour and oil, faith, and you put that on the mizbech to burn that. So Mordechai is teaching all this to the Rabbanim. Mordechai sees Haman coming at him with a horse, and he's frightened. He fears the worst. So first he tells his Talmidim, flee from here quickly. The rush is coming to get me. I don't want you to be here because he's going to kill you also. But they decide, they're not leaving from the side of their beloved teacher. So Mordechai says, fine, so at least let's all daven together. So at least if we have to leave this world now, it will be mitoich tefillah. So he's davening. The Talmidim finish before Mordechai does. Mordechai continues to daven. And Haman has to wait for Mordechai to finish davening. In the meantime, he asks the Rabbanan, what were you doing there? What was this whole thing that he was teaching you? So he explained to him about kemitza. Haman comments, this kemitza of yours was daich in my 10,000 shekel bribe that I wanted to give Achashverosh to kill you. So even Haman realized, kaych of Torah and tefillah, that it undoes his gzeiros. When Mordechai finally finishes, so Haman says, he explains to him what he's here for. Mordechai says, I've been fasting 3 days, I haven't bathed, I haven't had a haircut. Okay, so let's find you a bathhouse. Esther, using a shame, closes all the bathhouses in Shushan. So Haman has no choice. He has to give Mordechai, he just became a bathhouse attendant for a day. He gives Mordechai a bath. Okay, I need a haircut. Well, let's find you a barber. Again, Esther arranges, all the barbers are closed. Haman says, no, Nebuchadnezzar, I have to give him a haircut. Mordechai says, weren't you a barber? Remember we said earlier, Haman, you were a barber 22 years. He finishes giving his haircut. And now it's time to get on the horse. Mordechai says, I'm faint. I can't climb the horse. Haman, gritting his teeth, he crouches down so that Haman can climb on his back to get on the horse. Mordechai steps on Haman. Promises to give him a good kick. Ha ha. He laughs at him. Haman says, I don't stand. Doesn't your own Torah, Amalekim would be Kiman Tanach, unbelievable. Doesn't say in your Torah, but Foil, Ivecha, Altismach. Mordechai says, yeah, that's by Jewish enemies. Goyish enemies, we have a different Pasuk. Viato, Alba Mosemoy Sidrech. With that, gives him another kick. So, that's, why is Mordechai and Esther conspiring like this to degrade Haman like this? We'll end with this yisoid that they see already that the tide is turning in their favor, very nice, but why was it so important that they have to degrade Haman like this? And there's a rise, the Rabbi Shalom agreed with this, because Hashem Gufa, we'll get to this special Sunday, he engineered the whole business with Haman's daughter so that Haman would be further degraded by the whole business with the stuff that came on his face, and that he should become an avil over his daughter. And with that mindset, he goes to the suit of Esther. But why was all this necessary? So Betim Rav Yisrael told me a beautiful chart once. It says, Bayegla Rufa, that Egla Rufa is what happens when you have a corpse in the middle of a field, like Noidami Hiko, So you take measurements to find out what's the closest city, right? When you find the closest city, get the base in that city to come, and one of the things they'll do is they make a declaration, we didn't kill him. Frech the mission in Saita, I think that base in Shefri Gamemem, what does that mean? What it means is that he didn't come to us and ask us for lodging and food and stuff, and we refused him. That's what they're confessing. We didn't turn him down. And if they did turn him down, what does that have to do with the whole matter in hand? He was a murder victim. So the Altar of Kelm, I think it was the Altar of Kelm, says that if he had been treated more like a mensch, so when he would be confronted by an attacker, he feels good about himself, a better sense of himself, and is able to work harder and make a more concerted effort to fend off the attacker, perhaps he would have survived. A terrorist, Rahman Hassan, goes after him. If you have his good sense of self-confidence, he can fight off the attacker. But if a person feels like a Nebuchadnezzar, so he'll be less inclined to make an effort, and he's more easily prey. That's why they have to testify, we didn't make him feel that way, we didn't make him feel badly, and therefore his murder has nothing to do with us. So come back, Mordechai and Esther, that's exactly what they wanted here with Haman. They knew that Haman is Bal Gaiva. When the right time would come, and at the right moment, when he was about to be killed, what, Haman's going to just go like that without a fight? They know they had to work on chipping away at his self-confidence, slow and slow, bit by bit, until when the right time would come, he would be so bewildered, he wouldn't know how to react. And he would come out and say, he would hesitate long enough that by the time he gets the word out of mouth, he's already hung on a tree. That's why Mordechai had to get him and save such bizyonis, and the Rebbeinu Shlom assisted them in that effort. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.